stress and fundamentals. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSEA Perspective, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
A recent visit with a coaching acquaintance included conversation about what I say is the gift that keeps on giving in athletics, stress fractures. They're like a bad house guest that you can't get to go away sometimes. Now, everyone's body in sports is different. Many are fortunate to stay away from some form of major injury over time, but many are not. And in the case of stress fractures, there's a common cause, overuse. And most folks just shake their heads when it happens, believe in its acceptable risk for playing sports, and just hope that it'll eventually go away. Why do you think I call stress fractures the gift that keeps on giving? I've been around long enough to know that for some people, they won't heal very well on their own, if at all, and surgery is often needed. There are some health issues in sports which are totally preventable. Heat exhaustion, for example. There are some things you can build a hedge against, like the nationwide move in high school football to reduce live contact in practice as a hedge against concussions. Stress fractures and other overuse injuries are simply from doing too much of the same thing, specialization. And even within playing a single sport, playing too many games year-round. We've always said that having a second or a third activity reduces the stress of doing the same things over and over, as the body uses different parts, and some parts in different ways. There are some things like hand-eye-foot coordination which benefit greatly from a second sport, say basketball players picking up tennis. And even when playing that single sport, time can sometimes be better spent continuing to learn the game and its fundamentals. That's practicing as opposed to always playing games. Coaches at the so-called next levels bemoan how even the better players these days have terrible fundamentals. Some high-profile athletes who have represented our country internationally have called out those running youth sports, particularly AAU basketball, because the young people coming through those programs aren't learning the fundamentals of the game because all they do is play games. And that disease is starting to spread, slowly to some sports, rapidly to others, where playing is the thing, where practice and fundamentals don't matter, and where the gift that keeps on giving is likely to land on your doorstep. It's a vicious circle that will keep repeating itself until someone gets a handle on it. And some of this change has to be from the top down, because too many trends in sports, be it uniforms or strategy or training methods, follow that path. It would be nice to think that high school sports could take some of the lead on this, and I think it can, and be joined by non-school youth sports, which I doubt will happen because it takes its cues from the colleges and the pros. We're into week 4 of the Battle of the Fans Tour. This week, we've got a short trip just north of the MHSAA office to visit St. John's High School. Watch the MHSAA website for video of our visit and be ready to vote in mid-February for the best student cheering section in the state. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network.